Ah, it's great to catch up with Shane Nicholls. How are you, Shane?
Yeah, good, Michael.
Looking forward to seeing your Group 1 superstar back. Before I ask you about him, though, how are you doing? How's the fitness and the health?
Yeah, I'm pretty good, pretty good. We had a bit of an ultrasound a couple of days ago, back to the surgeon today. Little bit of deterioration, like the heart sort of had a bit of muscle damage, but it is what it is, but we're going okay. I feel pretty good.
That's good. Have you tried to change your lifestyle? How's that going?
Oh, yeah, just trimmed up a few kilos and just off having a few beers and wines and that sort of thing, which we have to sort of keep in moderation, but it hasn't been that difficult.
Oh, well, that's good. You're on a training regime like your gallopers, and, it'll be good to see Streets of Avalon back in. I bet when you penciled this race in, you would have expected it to be a bit tougher than what it is on Friday night. What are your thoughts about his first-up chances in the Australia Stakes?
Yeah, I sort of was having a look as we were getting closer to having his first-up run. I thought this race could come up a little softer than other years. I think last year we teed off in the John Dillon. And the noms are fairly low there as well, so I just thought this might be a good tee-off point for him, to have a go around the valley, which he handles okay, and then sort of work out his preparation from there.
Well, he's never won first up, but what chance do you give him on Friday night?
Oh, he'll be fit enough if he's well enough. I thought he was pretty good when... He ran second first up last prep, and I thought he was probably... Just hang on one sec. Sorry, my alarm's going off on my phone. I think he's forward enough if he's going well enough to be pretty competitive, and he's a chance to win first up.
Is the aim to head towards the Futurity and try and go back-to-back?
Yeah, look, the CFO and Futurity are certainly on the radar. I don't think we're going to get a similar race to last year. I think they're going to strengthen up a bit. You know, Behemoth's going to go and run in both races, and there'll be a few more. Whereas last year, there was nothing that ran in the CFL backed up in the Futurity. So I'd imagine they're stronger and larger fields than last year. So we might just, we'll see how we go tomorrow night and then work out where we're going to go after that. But they're certainly on the radar.
How do you think he is to 12 months ago? Is he a length below, or is he? Do you think back in the similar vein?
Oh, look, he had a really hard preparation. I think he teed off in July and went through to November. He only got 3 weeks in the paddock. He is vulnerable. He's probably not quite as... He's just a bit more shuffly in his action and carrying, just the little soft tissue war wounds that he hasn't had before. So... You know, with these horses that are very tough and give their best, you don't necessarily get a superior product each year. You get the same product, but just with a few little issues. So, I want to see him return well before I... I don't want to... I love him, so I don't want to say anything negative about him, but, I want to see him produce before we start to sort of think about, potentially he could run well in another Group 1.
Well, you must be getting excited about the little sister as well, Orlando Grove, who's been great in only two racetrack appearances. She beat Johnny Angel last start, and he came out and won impressively yesterday as well. So, give you some confidence.
Yeah, she's a really nice filly. She's always showed us a good amount of ability. She's still a very sort of raw project. If you watch that race at Sandown when she won, she was... Ollie had to lead, even though he didn't really want to, but she pricked her ears and changed stride and... You know, he half sort of had to niggle at her to keep her up on the bit. And really, it wasn't until he required her to knuckle down late that she really quickened up and showed her true ability. I'd say around the valley, there'll be good tempo. She'll get a trail and she'll race a lot better. She'll be in front five probably, but she'll race a lot better. So you could see an improved performance off that maiden win, I would think.
And you don't think the valley will hold any fears for her?
No, they've galloped around Mornington, they'll gallop around the valley.
Yep. She's $14, so what do we do? Have a little something each way?
Oh, I would, yeah, something each way. I think Maddie Elton's horse is pretty smart. But I just think she's in a good place. She's improved from run to run. The race will shape better for her. So, I certainly think she's a chance each way.
You've got a couple of runners tonight at Pakenham as well in the first, or race four, I should say. Who do you like there?
Both different types of horses, and they both ran well to run second and third at their previous. This is a good money maiden. They're both Vobis Gold, so it's about 43 grand to the winner. Competitive race. Cracking Knight go forward, lead. Doesn't find a lot when he lets down, but it'll grind away pretty nicely. So he'll be tempo affected if he gets challenged. Probably detrimental to him. If he doesn't, then just see if he can hold him off late. The other filly's improved from her last run in her action and her attitude and her work. She's drawn 10 of 10, so just needs a bit of luck in running, but should present up okay. Not sure whether they're quite as good as maybe one or two of those other ones at their best, but I would expect both of them run to nearly their peak performances.
All right, that's Cracking Knight, and So You Assume, $19.23 in the fourth of Pakenham tonight. Shane, best of luck over the weekend, mate.
Cheers, Michael. Thanks very much.